This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With colder temperatures arriving to the area, the water near you may be starting to freeze over. Just remember, it is not safe to be on it yet. If ice is 2 inches thick or less, do not go onto it. You may fall through and into the cold water below. Ice has to be 4 inches thick or more to be safe for ice fishing. And do not drive a vehicle onto it unless it's at least 8 inches thick. Medium trucks should wait until 12 inches to be safe. Remember, always be safe to avoid a potentially deadly situation. December 7th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., there's a spaghetti feed in support of the Mercer Fire and EMS over at Cleveland's Clubhouse. This is $12 per person with takeout available, alongside bucket raffles, a 50-50 raffle, and your chance to see Green Bay versus Chicago football at noon. However, that game time is subject to change per the NFL flex scheduling. Proceeds will benefit equipment purchases. Once again, this is taking place December 7th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at Cleveland's Clubhouse in Mercer. Varicose veins affect millions of Americans, especially women. Aspire's Health is raising awareness of the condition because if ignored, varicose veins can lead to significant complications. Melissa Kay has more.
The condition happens when the valves in the veins break down. This allows blood to pool in the legs, causing veins to stretch.
Because as the veins start to dilate and stretch, that adds pressure to the lower extremities. That pressure can lead to swelling, and over a period of time, that can lead to thinning of the leg, which can lead to ulcerations to occur and breakdown changes to the leg.
That's Dr. Joshua Pogorelick. He's a general surgeon with Aspire's Health. He says genetics and family history are the main contributors to varicose veins. However, prolonged standing and pregnancy also increase the risk of development, especially in women. The first symptom people notice is swelling in their legs. This can then progress to numbness or tingling. There may even be a change in color in the legs or odd sensations.
They can even notice signs and symptoms that are very similar to restless leg syndrome, where their legs move around quite a bit.
There are simple treatment options, including wearing compression stockings, elevating the legs, and avoiding prolonged standing. For more advanced cases, Dr. Pogorelick says minimally invasive procedures may be necessary.
Some surgical treatment options include sclerotherapy, where we'd inject a solution into the veins to try to make them smaller. Other more invasive procedures would include vein ablation or suture ligation.
For people who work on their feet all day, the preventative steps of wearing compression stockings and elevating your feet at night can help relieve pressure and reduce risk. Health officials encourage anyone, especially those with a family history of varicose veins, experiencing leg discomfort or changes in your leg skin, to consult with your provider. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
With winter weather in the area, it is important to remember some tips if you happen to be caught in freezing rain. Give yourself some more time to make your commute, increase your following distance between vehicles, and remember to give snowplows extra space, go easy on the gas and the brakes, make sure your headlights are on, and remember your daytime running lights do not turn on your taillights, and don't use cruise control. Remember, even if the road looks only a little bit wet, it could be slick. And conditions may change before you know it. You can find more winter driving tips at nhtsa.gov/winter-driving-tips. This Saturday from 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., the Butternut Area Park Association is hosting a meat raffle. This will feature awesome meat prizes, great music, and an open bar. Every ticket purchased helps them reach their goal of fundraising to build a crucial handicap-accessible outdoor bathroom facility by the ball field and to complete other essential park renovations. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday from 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., right after Christmas in the Village, over at the Butternut Area Veterans Park. A bill proposed in Madison could add a microbe to the list of official state symbols. Isabella Nieto has more.
Joe Handelsman is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery and a plant pathologist at UW-Madison. She testified before the state assembly, pushing for lawmakers to make bacterium Lactococcus lactis the Wisconsin state microbe. The bacterium is used in cheesemaking, particularly in the production of cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and Colby cheese, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. Handelsman says Wisconsin has a microbial economy, and alongside cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are products of microbial processes. Wisconsin doesn't currently have an official state cheese, nor does it have an official state microbe. If the bill passes, the bacterium will be included in the Blue Book, the biennial guide to state government, alongside other state symbols like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first-place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow possible, generally just a dusting. We're going to drop into the low to mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cold once again with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.